Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another round of applause to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God is good and all the time. Now, our text today is Acts chapter 3, and we shall read the first 10 verses. Acts chapter 3. I'm reading from the NIV version. The subject of the day is exercising creative authority. Exercising creative authority. Acts chapter 3, I'll actually read up to verse 11. Verse 1 up to verse 11. This is what the Bible says. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and then said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and the Bible says, underline, instantly the man's feet and ankles did what? Became strong. There's an instant work that's going to happen here today. In Jesus' name. Because our God is able. The next thing, he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the beauty of your word. And we thank you specifically for the word today. And my God, I pray for us who are here, those in the pavilion, those who are following online around the world, that God, you would truly speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say,
amen.
Amen. We may have our seats. Now, we do have some guests, the Kenya Lioness Rugby, and they'll be going to prepare for Rugby World Cup qualifiers. And they are going to Madagascar. One of our worship team leaders is actually a member of this team. She plays rugby. Let me ask Cheryl to stand up. Cheryl, yes, right there. God bless you. I know you have seen her here leading worship, and we thank God for you. And so today she has come with the team. I'll ask the team to stand. The rugby team, these are 15s, I'm told. The coach is called Dennis Mwanja. Dennis, would you wave? We appreciate him. Let's give a hand to the Lord. And the manager is called Kameline. Yes, God bless you. Church, let's stretch a hand this way. We pray for them. My God, we thank you for these ambassadors of this country. And thank you for the platform that they ride on as they represent us and also represent the kingdom. Our God, we pray that your hand and anointing would rest upon them as they prepare to go to Madagascar for these qualifiers. And God, we pray that you protect them, take care of them, give them skill and strength. And our prayer is that you give them victory and breakthroughs. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. You may have your seats. Exercising creative authority. I've just shared from Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. God is in the business of lifting us up. The enemy is in the business of taking us down. John 10:10, of course, says, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly." And I thank God for John and Peter, On this day, as they are walking to the temple, it's 3 o'clock, time of prayer, they find somebody who was actually crippled, and they actually lift him up. The scripture says, a dimly burning wick God will not extinguish. In other words, if God finds a candle that is, burning like it's dying, God is not in the business of blowing it out. God is in the business of fanning it up so that that flame, that candle, can actually burn brightly. And I want to say that God is amazing in his creative discretion. When you read in the book of Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3, Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3, and you see how the hand of God works. I went down to the potter's house and saw him working at the wheel. Then verse 4, another pot shaping it, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands, so the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as he seemed best to him. And this is creative discretion. That God knows where we are at, God knows what we are going through, but he is not in the business of extinguishing it. God is in the business of lifting up us up. And I speak to somebody here who has been feeling like you're going downwards, that you're now coming up by this word in Jesus' name. Because that's God's work. And we are called to co-work with God, whether in family, dealing with our children, dealing with our spouses, in the workplace, dealing with our colleagues. And everywhere we find ourselves, we are invited to co-work and to co-create with God. And therefore, God expects us to be enablers, to be equippers, to be healers, to be encouragers. He expects us to be restorers, to be agenda setters, to shake the status quo and establish a kingdom status quo, where people are actually lifted from one level of glory to a higher level of glory. Now, the church in its early form, because Pastor Ambrose shared yesterday, last Sunday, on the subject, God creative force on earth, a great sermon, and the Holy Spirit, that was in chapter 2 of Acts, from verse 14 up to verse 21, the Holy Spirit coming upon his people and how that energy actually works out. The early church in its infancy consisted of very ordinary people who are truly trusting God to be able to do them, to do exploits. And I'm continuing from where Pastor Ambrose stopped, now going to chapter 3, and we begin to see some of these people in the early church and the way they function, the difference that they actually made. I believe, Pastor Ambrose, that each one of us here has a capacity and capability of changing the world where God has actually put them in, and actually to cause that world to rise and come up, like we normally say in this church, Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon it. And so in our own families, and in our own workplaces, in our own neighborhoods, when we are outside and when we are inside, then our presence should have an uplifting effect. No wonder Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, that house was so blessed that Potiphar, who was a bodyguard, like the captain of the bodyguards, Potiphar actually promoted Joseph and finally trusted him with everything. Literally everything. He became an administrator, and he was really, really trusted. As we exercise creative authority, what we are actually doing is recreating and creating, but the end vision of that creation is what God has planned and actually purposed. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, God says, I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a hope, to give you hope and a future. Therefore, God has a plan for everyone. And so, as a parent is raising a child, there is a master plan for that child. When you enter a marriage, there is a master plan for that marriage. When you are employed in a certain platform or you are in a career, particular career, you know, there is a divine plan which needs to be downloaded. And that's why the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And so we are in that business, kingdom business, to actually ascertain and ensure that God's wonderful, marvelous plan for every individual is actually actualized. If there's somebody who is not born again, it is God's plan that you know Jesus. It is God's plan that you receive him as your Lord and Savior. And we thank God for the people last week who rushed up here the stage and gave their life to Jesus. Why don't you give another hand to Jesus again, celebrating? And so God's plan is to lift you up. And that's why Jesus conquered the grave. And then he rose. We've just come from Easter and we are heading now to Pentecost. And he rose from the grave. And today he is reigning. That same experience needs to be some buzzword across the boat. And nobody should be left a cripple. Nobody should be left disabled. Nobody should be left down there. And that's what John and Peter are actually doing in the book of Acts in chapter 3. And this is the calling of every one of us. Everybody needs to come up. And I pray especially for Africa, because I know there are some people who are really, really, really struggling. Right now in Sudan, you know, there's some fighting between the army. We have all kinds of trouble spots across Africa. There are places where children have not eaten for a number of days. And some of them have now started taking roles of adults when they are still very, very young. And so they get crippled because at that age, their emotional framework, their physical framework, their mental framework is not able to carry the load of a family. I want to say that God is able to see. And some of those people are here at a very early stage in life. You are taking the role or the work of another generation that failed to do its work. And so you are the one stepping there and you are carrying a very, very heavy load. So John and Peter, they are coming. It's a time of prayer. But then there is a guy right there and he's a cripple. He's 40 years old. He's lame. And he is at a station called the Beggar Station. The gate is called Beautiful, which is a paradox or a contradiction. And this guy is actually sitting right there near the gate called Beautiful. But it's also prophetic in the sense that very quickly the beautifier is about to change his life. And where he has sat for so long, looking at a gate called Beautiful, he's soon going through the beautiful gate in Jesus' name. And I see somebody here rising. I see somebody rising. And I see God doing something. There is no crippling condition that God cannot actually reverse, but not just reverse, but propel you with energy and force into everything that you need to be. And so you find Peter and John stopping at the address of this guy who is looking, let me use Pastor Ambrose's style now. Hallelujah. You normally go like this and then like this. And then his language, the guy is looking kunjuad. Am I trying? So he's looking kunjuad. And these guys are walking and they see him. Opportunities are everywhere. And instead of passing by, they decide to stop and then they look at him. And Peter, who is always a sanguine, kimbelembele, John is there, but John is hardly saying anything. But John, anyway, is supporting it by faith, you know. Says, look at us. And then he makes a very important statement, verse 6. He says, silver and gold I do not have, but that which I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. The rest is history in that particular passage. So they stop. Peter and John were ordinary people. When you read later in Acts chapter 4, you will find that they were unschooled. In other words, they hadn't gone to any school. You know, they were just ordinary, kawaida people. Peter was a fisherman. But a fisherman will do extraordinary works. Hallelujah. A fisherman will do extraordinary works because God makes him able. And Peter, standing there by faith, begins to do something he used to see his master Jesus do. And he speaks, and he must have been wondering what's going to happen. But suddenly, because of his engagement, this man, something happens in his life. Exercising creative authority. Pastor Ambrose, let me hasten and say that every believer has creative authority. The words you speak, your actions, you know, your lifestyle, all of them are making or breaking. You know, they are either making or breaking. And God calls us to exercise authority that actually lifts people up instead of breaking them and putting them down. And so there are three things: sovereign creative authority, delegated creative authority, unleashed creative authority. In exercising creative authority, we need to understand these three statements that I've put there: sovereign creative authority, delegated creative authority, unleashed creative authority. And first of all, that all authority comes from God. And therefore, God will do the work. I won't do the work. As I exercise creative authority, it is important to have that understanding. Because some people pass the cripple because they think they are the ones who are going to cause the cripple to come up. Many areas have not been visited, hospitals, prisons, and many needs have not been met because we think we are the source. I want to say that God has not relegated his role in terms of caring, healing, restoring, delivering, and saving. He has not relegated that role, and God is always on the throne. Even when things look like they're so bad and you feel like God has gone on a holiday, God never takes a holiday. He's seated on the throne. He's high and lifted up. He remains God. Hebrews 13:8 says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your circumstances could shift and change. Your fortunes may appear to be going south, but there is a constant and stabilizer in life, and his name is Jesus. And he remains the same, and he remains constant. May I hasten to talk to somebody here today and say, God is on the throne. Just remind you, God is on the throne, and he has not abdicated that place, and he's just about to come through. He is on the throne. Even when this cripple was having that crippling situation, God was on the throne, but he was waiting for a connector for the creative, sovereign, creative work of God to begin to happen inside his life. God is on the throne. You know, all authority, Matthew 28 verse 18, Jesus said, all authority has been in heaven and on earth. In heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's what Jesus said. Before giving them the Great Commission, we need to understand the sovereign creative authority, which comes first, then the Great Commission. Now, you cannot go to the rest of the commission, the word therefore, before you have looked at the sovereign creative authority. And therefore, there is an authority, just like Kenya has parastatals or has some groups, irrigation authority, all these kind of authorities. They regulate, they guide, they just do whatever they do just to make sure everything is running right. In terms of spirituals and in terms of the kingdom, there is something called the sovereign seat. And in that seat, there is a King of Kings who sits there, and he exercises a sovereign creative authority. And so Jesus said, therefore, because I've qualified, I died, I was buried, I've risen from the dead, now I'm seated at the right-hand side of the Father, now all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, this authority is without limit. I want us to understand it's without limit because of the issues we encounter and we are going to encounter as we exercise this authority. It has no limit. And when you read in the Bible, you will find that God was able to do amazing things. For example, when Sarah was barren, Genesis chapter 18, verse 13 to 15, God worked sovereignly in the life of Sarah. But sometimes we look at God's promise and we tend to say, this is not for me. And we laugh. Yeah? We laugh because what God is saying looks so big and it looks so impossible. Like when we talk here with Pastor Ambrose, we prophesy and we say, in the next 7 days, God is coming through for you. And some people just look and say, huyo ni mtu anaongea. Yeah? Sometimes when God is moving in his sovereign creative force or power, it looks like it's totally impossible. And we end up laughing. But I want to say, in God's discretion or sovereign discretion, he has chosen to bless you. And that is scripture. God has chosen to bless you. God has chosen to heal you. God has chosen to restore you. The word of God is very clear regarding God's creative discretion. And it's recorded in the word. And you can read from Genesis, from the creative works in the book of Genesis, all the way to Revelation, which is the last book. And there is one theme that is constant, that it is God's will to do you good. It is God's will to come through for you. And therefore, don't apologize. When you come, what God has promised is for you and for me. Hallelujah. And you can actually take it and declare it. And God works with that material. And God makes all the difference. So Sarah is here. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Keep going. Verse 14. Now, look at this. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Can I speak to somebody and say the next 1 week, God is coming through? God is coming through. It doesn't matter how big that issue is. God is coming through. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. And you know, she got a baby. When you read chapter 21 of Genesis and verse 2, chapter 21, just go to chapter 21 and verse 2. She actually got a baby. He says, Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him. So God is sovereign and God is on the throne. And the reality of what he has promised can never be underestimated. No wonder the Bible says all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. In exercises, creative authority, remember, it is God who is moving on the basis of his work. And this authority is without limit. This authority is above and beyond any other. You see, it is above and beyond any other. Therefore, you should not be afraid. When you are encountering other authorities in prayer, you know, or in service, in terms of ministry, if you find a cripple, crippled by something, a force, a spirit, cripple the person, understand that this authority is above and beyond any other. In other words, it is not subject to another authority. The sovereign authority of God is not subject to any other. When you read Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 to verse 23, you'll see that truth written there. Because Jesus is given a place above principalities, above rulers, and above powers. And also when you read Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, his name is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And therefore, with this understanding, this crippling situation becomes nothing. You know, this is the kind of authority that God has. And as I said, he never vacates his position. Every time you pray, remember, God is on the throne. But number two, delegated creative authority. Delegated creative authority. When you read in Luke chapter 10, verse 16 to 19, Luke chapter 10, verse 16 to verse 19, the Bible says the following. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And the Bible finishes there by saying what? Nothing will harm you. Delegated creative authority. We are co-workers with God. And as Peter is encountering this cripple, he must be reminded in his mind that what Jesus did I can also do it. There are proponents of dispensational theology who say miracles were for the first century. They cannot happen in the 21st century because if it's sicknesses we have developed in terms of medicine and machines, you know, all things we have done, roads, we have aeroplanes. Do we need miracles? The miracle is that aeroplane. The miracle is that medicine. The miracle is that hospital bed. The miracle, and they go on and on and on and on. But 21st century congregation, I put it to you that what God did in the first century, he is doing again in our time. I put it to us. He's doing it in our time. And the authority he has delegated to us is able to overcome all the works of the enemy, wherever they may be found. And so God wants us to understand this delegated creative authority. The pastor can pray, but you also can pray. And there are people who feel, unless this man of God comes and touches me and pray for me, nothing is going to happen because he has a special anointing. I want to tell you, you are anointed also, and you can do it. No wonder people are traveling all over, I mean from far, to go to Malindi to go and see this guy. Is this Sylvester? Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Yeah, there's Ezekiel and there's another one also. Yeah, Mackenzie. And people are going long distances to go see Mackenzie. What kind of foolishness is this? The Bible is very clear. If you look what Pastor Ambrose shared about the Holy Spirit, I'll pour out my flesh, my spirit upon all flesh, men and women, young and old. God wants total football. Everybody in the game. Not some people sitting somewhere and a few really, really laboring and getting very, very tired. We need all of us to share in the joy of God's creative work, in the joy of God recreating or recreative work. And therefore, he has released his power upon every believer. I thank God for young people because now I'm seeing a generation of young people who are bold, who are courageous, who are rising. Like Isaiah 60 verse 1 would say, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Young people who are coming up, and they are very bold. They are now challenging diseases in the name of Jesus. They are challenging poverty in the name of Jesus. They are working in amazing platforms with courage in the name of Jesus. Young people who are saying, I can handle that assignment. I can occupy that office. I can run that business in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you see, the name of Jesus opens the door for every individual. The curtain was torn into two, and therefore everyone is a priest. We can enter the Holy of Holies. And when we pray, we can transact kingdom business the same way a pastor can do it. I can do it. Another person can do it because it has all been released. So in the Great Commission, Matthew 28 and verse 19 and 20, after talking about authority in verse 18, he says, therefore, the word is therefore, you know, this authority passed on to you. Now go. And when you go, go to every nation, go to every corner of the world, get into every pocket, and let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of God, and let God's creative work happen there. Go everywhere in the name of Jesus. And he says very clearly what is to be done, the mission. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And he says, lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. If I understand the work that God has given us, it is for everyone, and all of us can pray. So if that pastor, that person, where people are going and they are starving to death, and by the way, Pastor Ambrose, I was told he was a member of a Baptist church, Uko Malindi. And he was led to the Lord by a pastor you know, Jakwambi, after this. The people we lead to the Lord, and then they go out there. Then we see Vituko. Yeah, that will not happen here. in Parklands Baptist Church, in Jesus' name. And some few say, I have powers. There's something I can do that others cannot do. I disabuse us of that. Because all of us can actually do it. All we need is a name of Jesus. John, Peter, ordinary people, look at a cripple, and then they say the words that they say, but they are saying it in the name of Jesus. So the second point I just wanted to make is that one, is that this is delegated. Already it's done. When Jesus rose from the dead, he did the big work, redemptive work. Then he made it easy for us. We just go in by faith. And now he has passed on to us. And we can carry on that ministry. My prayer, Pastor Ambrose, is that God will open doors for our people so that we can go. Because this word is a powerful word. It's a military word. It's a command. We can go. May God open doors for you. May visas come your way. May promotions come your way. May finances come your way. So that we go. We go south, we go north, we go east, we go west, we go center. And so that Africa, this beautiful continent here, and Kenya has a prophetic destiny. And that's why we put a different color here, right here, marking Kenya. Because Kenya, in its prophetic destiny, is a light to the nations. And men and women will arise from Kenya. And they will go north, they'll go south, they'll go east, they'll go west, and they will cover the nations with the glory of God, and they will do so on their professional platforms and all the other platforms, and tickets will be paid for by their companies. Imagine you got a visa and it's paid for, and you end up in those places. And some of the people in the diaspora who are listening to me right now, you know and you understand how you got there. It's the Lord who made it possible so that you can actually do the kingdom work right there. Creative function in creative authority just where you are, because all things are possible with God. Some of these countries and places, it may look impossible, but if Peter and John could speak to the cripple, it is possible where you are. In our own homes, all of us are called. It is not just one person to work, it's all of us, even the youth and the children. You have an anointing to make a difference. Young people, don't wait for tomorrow. It is now. Begin to function in the realm of like your parents. Stand with your parents. Don't wait for tomorrow at when I finish school. God is saying, you have delegated authority. Begin to function. If you are not making your bed, make that bed. Am I talking to somebody? Some people will just kick the bed, the blanket out. And I mean, these days there are no blankets. The duvets, kick it out. The socks are there, the coat, the t-shirt is everywhere, and somebody else, you know, dominion. God has granted you authority to take charge, you know, and to just organize that environment to reflect the kingdom. And let me tell you, when you organize an environment to reflect the kingdom, it looks very nice. My office, Pastor Ambrose, you know, is organized kingdom. If you come there, the word go and make disciples fills everything. The roof is a footprint. My ceiling is a footprint. It is carved out a footprint, meaning go. If you check the cabinet, I have aeroplanes. There are aeroplanes there. When you look the other corner, there are flags. Yeah? On my desk is a globe. I hold it, even before I came here, I've just held it like this. And I prayed, I say, Lord, give me the nations or I die. Ask of me the nations and I'll do what? I'll give them to you as an inheritance. Anyone can pray that prayer. And God is waiting for that prayer. So, kingdom organization and kingdom dominion. God has made you a creator together with him, and he has delegated that authority. That means your environment should be very nice. I was in Vihiga this week on Thursday, and I went to visit a mzee who is now 98 years old. And one of the things I noticed about his place, the compound is very good. The grass is very beautiful. I even asked, very well manicured, I asked, what kind of grass is this? I would like to do the same where I come from. And today, the daughter was here and she told me what kind of grass. I was with Martin Bathy and Pastor Mashina and some people from Protocol and ushering here. And you know, that mzee, 98 years, still very strong. You can see he has not lost it. And you can see order around the compound. And later when he said, we asked him to bless us. I wanted to be blessed by a father figure. And the mzee, he's a pioneer in the labor movement. He's called Fred Omido. And he's a mzee. Gave me so many stories how they started TANU, Tanzania African National Union in Tanzania, how him and two other wazees went and looked for Julius Kabarage Nyerere teaching in a high school, and they brought him in, and they said, you are the one now to begin to lead this party. And beginning there to Kenya, Tom Mboya Labor College, among many other things, he gives me a lot of stories. And I feel there's an impartation I need from this mzee. And he said, bless us. And I saw that, and he really, amazing, prophetic. He really released the blessing. That mzee is doing it. I am to do it for my children. Hallelujah. You are to do it for your children. Don't wait for the pastor to come there. You know? And even the young people, bless your school, take charge. In other words, what I'm saying is that this is already delegated authority. The challenge today is the functioning of how many people are applying it. Peter and John did it. And you can see actually the result. But finally, delegated, creative, unleashed creative authority. Unleashed creative authority. The first one was sovereign creative authority. God is able. The second one was delegated creative authority. God makes us able. But the last one is unleashed creative authority. We make others able. God is able. He made me able. I will make the cripple able. And that's the way it needs to work out. When you read Acts chapter 3 from verse 4, this is what it says. Just give me on the screen. Acts chapter 3 from verse 4. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but it's interesting what he goes on to say, but what I do have. In other words, there was something inside him. Jesus was dwelling in him. The authority was inside him. So we are giving from inside. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Verse 9, when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder. Remember we talked about signs and wonders? Pastor Ambrose mentioned wonders and signs, or signs and wonders. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And then verse 11, while the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them. So finally, the zinger. It is because it is not an exhibition or a museum situation. There's somebody here who is a cripple. He is really in need. There are two people walking who are carrying creative authority. And they know it is in the sovereign name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they release the healing by saying, we don't have what you're asking for, but what we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. I want to say that there are so many things that are going to be sorted out in our homes. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have tried money. You have tried your own strength. You have tried all kinds of efforts. But God is waiting and he is saying, this is how you unleash creative authority. He's waiting for someone who will just pick that name and boldly and by faith speak it into that situation. And I'm telling you, things change instantly. This man, Peter, of course, extends a hand and helps him a bit. But this man finds strength in his feet and then ankles. It was coming up like this, and he could not believe it. Eventually, actually, it was like a spring. If you restrain a spring, like the ones in vehicles, those, the spring, then you cut the restrainer. What's likely to happen is that the spring actually leaps. It comes up like this. And if you're not careful, it can hit your face. So you have to be very careful. When you're cutting the restrainer, it just comes up like this, and then it rolls. This man had been restrained for a long time by something, and I find somebody here by faith who has been restrained and held back by something for a long time. I want to say your time has come. Hallelujah. May that restrainer be broken now in Jesus' name. We sang a little earlier about chains being broken. You know, all those locks. Some people, it's like five doors. You are locked behind five doors. And you go through one, you find another. You go through another, you find another. You're trying to get out. But it's like you got to do so many, and you're wondering how many more. I want to say, with the key. You remember Peter was told, I've given you the key of the kingdom. Yeah, whatever you bind here is bound in heaven. What you loose here is loosed in heaven. Matthew 16 from verse 16. Peter was given the key. We have all been given this key. And that's why I can declare all those doors open. Hallelujah. You had reached the fourth one. You thought, now I'm giving up. All those doors open in Jesus' name. Let me say, you're going to find it easy after this. You have been struggling and you have been trying and it's been difficult, you know, for you all this time. You're going to find it easy because I've declared this in Jesus' name. O mountain, who are you before this daughter, before this son? You are now being turned into level ground in the name of Jesus Christ. That our sons and daughters may walk on level ground, and so that struggle is no more. The restrainer on your business is broken right now. The restrainer on your career is broken right now. The restrainer on your marriage is broken right now. Those doors are now swinging open, like it is in Acts chapter 16. As we are praying and you know, praising God, Paul and Silas, all of a sudden, the power of God, sovereign power of God, moved. And it opened the doors and also removed all the chains. Our God is in that business. And there is nothing impossible for him. And so the guy actually is like a spring. He actually sprung. And there is a verse, I think it's in Isaiah 35. Give me Isaiah 35, verse 6. I see whether it's that one. You know, it's a leap. Yes, this one, verse 6, yes, that's right. Let's read it together. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. May this become your word. May this become your word in Jesus' name. So they exercised that authority, creative authority, in the name of Jesus, and the guy was restored. From there, the rest is history. You can read this while you get home, but it's very exciting. Those of you who are able to imagine and dramatize, like Pastor Ambrose, it can be something else. But the guy is running into the temple. He must have been running across everywhere. You know those officials, the corner they were sitting. He doesn't understand manners. Because now, he's totally healed. All he knows is that he can jump and he can walk. And that's what he's practicing for the first time in his life. It's the first time. So he doesn't care. And then from there, the testimony moves from the temple to the Sanhedrin. And you know, 2,000 people out of that account turned to the Lord. There was 3,000 at Pentecost, Peter's first sermon, and then this first miracle, actually the first miracle, 2,000, because the Bible says there were now 5,000, and the church was growing very, very fast. World changers exercise their creative authority. And my prayer is that as we leave this service, may God lead you to all these pockets and spaces where we should and we need to exercise this authority. Don't fight in your own strength. Money, those things, your position, power, whatever, they will not work. They will not work. But the name of Jesus makes all the difference. This week I was invited to some government offices to pray for all the staff because they were dying. So many have died within a short time this week on Tuesday. And I went there, they were put together and as I was coming in, even the picture of the one who died just recently was at the door there with a condolence book. And I prayed, rebuking and chasing away the spirit of death and dying. And I know it is done in Jesus' name. I was actually taken to the tables of the ones who have passed on. I saw this one there, and I was anointing. Everywhere I was going, I had anointing oil. I was anointing. And I know they were looking at me and wondering, this pastor, what is going on? Hallelujah. Exercising this creative authority. I know God has sorted it out. Another day I went because a grandson committed suicide in the same shop that the grandfather committed suicide some years back. So I was called in. And he hanged himself the same. I was shown the same spot the grandfather hanged himself, the grandson hanged himself there. And that family was so scared sometime back. And again, taking this authority. Crippling situations, lame situations, reversed. And people start leaping and walking and jumping and praising God. And from that time, I've not heard another story like that in that place. You are able to do the same in Jesus' name. And so I'll ask us to stand up now as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the possibilities that lie in our path. John and Peter were ordinary people going to a regular religious forum of prayer. But suddenly, my God, they exercised their creative authority. And the beneficiary was a cripple, 40-year-old, who was living on the peripherals of life, who was going through the weakest points of his history, who had reached almost the end of his tether. But suddenly, kingdom power, creative power was released through them, and they changed history for that man. But also, so many people got saved, and there was a testimony in Jerusalem of the power of God. My God, as we leave this service, we are going to pass many places. Open our eyes to see the opportunities that exist. For the harvest is plenty, and the laborers are few. That God, we shall, in our platforms and everywhere you've put us, exercise this creative authority. Thank you for the theme of this month. Because world changes, exercise creative authority. And so, Father, as we span out, some of us may be traveling out of the country. We pray for journey masses. There are those who are traveling in the country or just traveling home. Lord, as we span out, some are visitors. Maybe they are here one time. As they go to their places of residence, I am praying that God, you'll wake up us up to the fact that sovereign power is available, that it's already downloaded and delegated, and that we can unleash it. And that wherever, God, we end up, we don't wait for somebody else. We do it ourselves. So that what the phenomena of Acts chapter 3 can be replicated and replayed. Cripples leaping, cripples walking, cripples jumping, cripples praising God. People who are formerly in lame situations all of a sudden turn to testimonies. I thank you, Jesus, that you found the Samaritan woman at the lowest point of her life, walking with guilt and shame. But Jesus, you exercised your creative authority at Jacob's well. And this woman reconnected with herself and her life purpose. And she became an evangelist and brought a whole city to you. My God, each one of us has such a potential to bring a city, to bring a village, to bring a family, to bring a nation, to bring a continent to the kingdom. Recreated, reformed, refreshed, healed, uplifted. And God, as we go, lead us into those places we shall meditate and reflect on the Acts chapter 3 model. And that, God, we shall choose to be like John and Peter. And so I pray again, like Pastor Ambrose prayed last Sunday, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that upon every one of us, the graceless of the Holy Spirit will rest upon us. And number two, pray for courage. And I pray for faith that we shall go to hospitals and all these places. And God, we shall bring order, kingdom, the will of God, and all the things that bring dominion in the settings where God is actually sending us. We shall be agenda setters. We shall be status quo changers. We shall establish something new because God, you are with us. Remove every fear. Now fill us with your spirit and give us courage. My God, as we do this, bless us. Open the floodgates of heaven and bless us. Bless us with every blessing that will propel us even farther on by provision, by good health. My God, heal somebody as we are responding to this message. Heal them from top to bottom, everywhere. My God, just heal somebody as they respond to this call and to this message. Provide for somebody finances and a lot of money. My God, as we respond to this message, restore relationships as we respond to this message. Let somebody be delivered by just simply saying, I now know I have creative authority. Instead of being destructive, speaking bad words, messing up, bringing disorder, bringing confusion, which is the work of the devil. From today, I align myself with the call to be a creative co-creator with God. And I will pick my mantle, I'll pick my authority, and I'll become like an Elijah who said there'll be no rain for 3.5 years. And he says then there'll be rain, and the rain comes. Taking that authority. My God, somebody is shifting and somebody is taking their position. And therefore, after this service, so many situations, crippling situations, will be reversed. And there will be healing happening right where even we sleep. Healing happening in the name of Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit is upon you. The anointing of God is upon you. And you are going out with this blessing of this anointing. And because of this blessing, Nairobi will not be the same again. Kenya will not be the same again. Africa will not be the same again. We break the yoke of poverty over Africa in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the economies of Africa to rise and shine, because Africa has a destiny and Africa has a work to do to make a difference around the world. And even Kenya's economy, I reverse the trend downwards in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, do a miracle that people will see and say, surely the hand of God is upon Kenya, is upon that country. And as you do it, you sort out so many problems of people financially and many other issues that keep coming up. So my God, thank you so much that we are co-creators with you, and you have given us creative authority. Therefore, we shall go forth and use it for the glory of God. As we do that, now you can raise your hands. You are blessed on Monday. You are blessed on Tuesday. You are blessed on Wednesday. You are blessed on Thursday. You are blessed on Friday. You are blessed on Saturday. You are blessed on Sunday. You are coming back with a testimony next Sunday in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now turn to someone, say the grace, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. A big hand to Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you very much. Thank you.